This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been hearing about the controversy, the situation down in Coos County regarding the sheriff there, and wanted to get some perspective on that from State Representative Court Boyce, who represents that area along with parts of Coos and Douglas counties as well. Court, good morning.
Kyle, good morning to you, and thanks for having me on. Little correction here is Curry County. Coos County Sheriff Fabrizio and, of course, Douglas County Sheriff Hanlon. I've been in contact with them, and they are kind of watching our backs, and they're just the highest of character. So, and also Josephine County and Del Norte County Sheriffs, just to help cover our situation here. But sooner the sheriff resigns, assuming he will, for goodness sakes, the sooner we can rebuild rural law enforcement in our little county there.
So yesterday, in the story that we're running today, the Oregon State Sheriffs Association had a meeting. They voted 28 sheriffs voting to expel Sheriff Ward, and of course that removes him from the organization. What he does after that, though, is kind of up to him, correct?
Well said. Yes. I don't know who's advising John Ward, but this is just an incredibly sad time for our county. It's he's stiff-arming the commissioners. This is the best group of commissioners we've had in 10 years, Kyle. I mean, they have really rolled up their sleeves, done the tough stuff. They sued him as a last resort to get him to come in and be accountable to the citizens of Curry County. And the judge not only ruled in the commissioner's favor, but insisted that the sheriff pay the $48,000 legal fees that the county had incurred. That was 11 months ago, and he is stiff-armed the judge. So there's just a long list. It's a tragedy. It reflects poorly on the 95% of our law enforcement, public safety professionals that sacrifice and have the highest of character. And so, yeah, I respect and admire and appreciate the Oregon State Sheriff Association decision. Now, and it was unanimous.
How long has Sheriff Ford been in office?
He was appointed in 2014 when we lost John Bishop, who went on to be Oregon State Sheriff's Association director. And then he was indicted and convicted of embezzlement. So, I've asked the commissioners here to just go back even my first year and look at the 6 years, 2017 to 2022, I was there, and just do a fine-tooth comb forensic audit and look at the undisciplined spending and the, I think, you know, fraud, waste, potential corruption, likely corruption from some other elected officials. And I think they will, Kyle. They're a tough bunch and really want to do the right thing for the citizens.
It's got to be an interesting situation to be Curry County employee and be in the midst of this going on.
You know, we still have a lot. Our three incorporated cities, Port Orford, Brookings, Gold Beach, all have very well-managed, excellent city police departments. So they're also covering for us. And we have some people within the sheriff's department that have high integrity, and we're going to be calling on them. There's going to be pressure on them to kind of step forward and just really do the job of rebuilding. And I mean, that includes parole and probation, our jail, our Marine deputy responsibilities, all the above.
And obviously living there basically forever, pretty much, this has got to be a tough situation for you as well.
You know, it was an easy decision to ask him to resign. I was born in Gold Beach, so I know my three counties quite well, living here my entire life, the whole river background, and this is my chance to serve. And so, yeah, there's a radical 10% of the electorate here that are going to go down with the sheriff no matter what, and they're quite vocal. And that just has no bearing on my decisions and what's best for the citizens, what's best for the county. And we're just moving forward, and going to do the very best we can to get this behind us. So personally, you know, it's not that hard on me. It's painful that we have got ourselves in this situation through bad people that have been elected. And I think we're going to put a stop to that, and we're going to expose the wrongdoing from maybe 10 years back. Senator Brock Smith, now running for the U.S. Senate, he was commissioner 4 years, and he and I for the last 12 years have been trying to improve the Curry County reputation, and this is the next step. It doesn't help, but it does start the process, and some good is going to come out of this.
All right, we'll see where it goes from there. State Representative Corb Boyce, thanks for being on with us this morning.
All the best. Thank you, Kyle.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.